Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. This is week two of Black History Month. My name is Randy McElligott, broadcasting from the University of Ottawa at 89.1 on your FM dial, also streaming on chuo.fm and also on tunein.com. Now let's get to the show. I'm going to be featuring who I think are three of the most influential drummers in modern jazz. And we're going to listen to Art Blakey, Elvin Jones, and Max Roach. And we're going to start off with Art Blakey from a Blue Note recording from the 1960s. And this track is entitled Afrique. Thank you. Music of Art Blakey opening up this edition of In Transition as we celebrate week two of Black History Month. I'm so excited for this show today because these are three of my favorite drummers. And I hope you'll notice the difference in styles among the three of them. Art Blakey with Afrique starting off this show today. And we're going to listen to a very different drummer now, Elvin Jones out of Michigan. Part of the famous Jones brothers, Thad Jones and Hank Jones were the other two. But we're going to listen to Elvin Jones now from another Blue Note session. And this track is called 54 Thing.
Thank you. écoutez Can Rock les lundis matins de 7h à 9h ici sur CHUO 89,1 FM. En écoutant Can Rock, vous êtes invité à parcourir le pays d'Est en Ouest à la découverte de la chanson d'expression française avec l'animateur Marc Lalonde. Ici à CHUO, on fait la radio d'une façon différente et unique. Can Rock, seulement sur CHUO 89,1 FM. Thank you.
That was music from drummer Max Roach from his album Award-Winning Drummer, and we heard Variations on the Scene. I remember years ago watching him on TV, and he made an interesting comment about the art of the drum solo, how it's not just a random banging on the drums. There's thought involved, and it always had to tell a story, and that always stuck with me. I always remembered that, Max Roach saying that. I think the last track that we just heard, Variations on the Scene, was a fine example of that. Elvin Jones before that with 54 Thing and Art Blakey, starting off the last set with Afrique. I'm Randy McElligott, and today I'm celebrating week two of Black History Month. We're going to listen now to some more Art Blakey. This is from a compilation that was released many years ago on vinyl. It was what was called back then a twofer, meaning that it was a 2-LP set, and it was called The Big Beat, and it featured Philly Joe Jones, Art Blakey, Max Roach, and Elvin Jones. And now we're going to listen to Art Blakey from this recording and a track entitled The High Priest.
Thank you. Tune in to Africa Revisited, Canada's premier radio show on all things African.
Broadcasting on CHUO 89.1 FM.
Every Saturday morning from 10 to 11.
Join Charles, Sarah, and George, who will bring you the best in African music,
as well as news and information about the African community and the diaspora.
Africa Revisited. You can find us on the on-air guide of CHUO.FM. Africa Revisited, every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on CHUO 89.1 FM.
That was music from Elvin Jones from his album Merry Go Round, and we heard Round Town. And just before that, Art Blakey with The High Priest from a compilation called The Big Beat. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1. Art Blakey got his start in jazz playing with Fletcher Henderson and Billy Eckstein, and then he went on to form, I think, the greatest group and probably the most important group ever in jazz. Was known as the Jazz Messengers, and he had that group for well over 35 years. It was a training ground and I think a proving ground for musicians to develop. And sadly, we don't have that sort of school, that type of school anymore. Miles Davis was another musician that had such a group where musicians would join and hone their skills and then go on to bigger and better things. But Art Blakey's, I think, was the father of them all. Just an incredible band and an incredible musician. He died at the age of 71 of lung cancer in 1990 in New York. We're going to listen now to some music from Max Roach, another Mercury recording from him. And this track is entitled A Little Sweet.
Have buzz for the culture. All through Black History Month, CHUO, FFA, House of Paint, and NP Prod are presenting the hashtag Bars for Culture contest. That means you. Yes, you. You can submit a video of you rapping or reciting 16 bars, uploaded to your Instagram or Facebook or Twitter using the hashtag Bars, the number 4, the culture. Yes, we are awaiting your submissions all through the month of February. That means awesome prizes. We're talking free studio sessions, free video shoot, on-air interviews, merch, and more. Make sure to visit our social media pages for more information on the contest. Once again, that's hashtag bars, the number 4, the culture.
Thank you.
That was a beautiful version of Never Never Land. That was from Art Blakey, taken from his album Kyoto. And we also heard Max Roach from a Mercury recording with A Little Sweet. You're listening to In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott, and today I'm featuring three powerhouse drummers in jazz, Art Blakey, Elvin Jones, and Max Roach. And we're going to continue now with another track from drummer Elvin Jones. This is from his album, The Main Force. It was released on the Vanguard label many years ago. We're going to hear a track from this album, and it's called Philomene.
Thank you. That song before, Sundays at 11 a.m. and Mondays at 9 a.m., brings you music popular from the 1920s to the 1960s, featuring original recordings from big bands, jazz artists, and songwriters. I've heard that song before, Sundays at 11 and Mondays at 9 a.m. on CHUO 89.1 FM.
That was the music of Max Roach with his version of the Louis Prima classic Sing, 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 popularized by the Benny Goodman Orchestra many, many years ago. And of course, that was his version from a Mercury recording. Born in 1924, Max Roach made a name for himself. His timing, I think, couldn't have been better. He was coming around just when Charlie Parker was starting up and that whole New York scene of bebop was being introduced to people in New York and around the world. And he made his mark by the unique style of playing that he had and the way that he would use his timing with the tricky bebop rhythms and intricacies that were introduced at the time. Now, when he married Abby Lincoln, the two of them were civil rights activists for quite a number of years. And he was even recognized when he died on August the 16th, 2007, in Manhattan. The then Lieutenant Governor of New York, David Paterson, compared him to the courage of Paul Robeson, Harriet Tubman, and even Malcolm X, saying that no one ever wrote a bad thing about Max Roach's music or his aura until 1960. Now, that's when he and bassist Charles Mingus protested the practices of the Newport Jazz Festival. He was an activist, he was an educator, but he was an incredible musician. He had many children as well, but today we're focusing on the music. I'm Randy McElligott, and I hope you're enjoying the show today as we feature week two of Black History Month, and I'm featuring some great drummers, Art Blakey, Elvin Jones, and Max Roach. We're going to listen to Art Blakey from an album called Not Yet, and this is his version of I'll Never Be the Same. Thank you.
store commercial. Take 7.
Visit the CHUO store at CHUO.fm. Support independent radio by shopping at the CHUO store and reward yourself with one of the exclusive items we have available to our supporters.
This is kind of important. Can you sound like you care about it a little bit more?
Your donation will go to making CHUO a better, stronger voice in your community and take away something cool for doing it.
Oh, come on. Can you try a little harder?
The CHUO store is open 24 hours a day at CHUO.fm.
There! Was that so tough?
Music from drummer Elvin Jones from his album New Agenda, and we just heard My Lover, and just before that, a beautiful version of I'll Never Be the Same from Art Blakey, and that was taken from his album Not Yet. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition. This is week two of Black History Month, and on today's show, I'm featuring the music of drummers Art Blakey, Elvin Jones, and Max Roach. And now we're going to listen to a long one from Max Roach from a Mercury recording. And this is a great version of a standard. Many musicians have covered this over the years. This is a great tune called Valse Hot.
We'll be right back.
That was Max Roach with Valse Hot. That was taken from a Mercury recording from quite a number of years ago. I'm Randy McElligott, and we're going to continue now with Smart Blakey from a Blue Note recording. And this track we're going to listen to is called High Modes. Thank you.
If you love new music, then you already know that CHUO 89.1 FM is the best place to find it. If you want to hear the most popular of our new releases, you should listen to CHUO Top 30. I'm Ash. Join me every Sunday night at 10 as we count down selections from the most played albums of the week. It's fun, it's fresh, it's unlike anything else on the dial. The CHUO Top 30, Sunday nights at 10, only on CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa-Gatineau.
And you're listening to In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott. We're going to continue on with the music of Elvin Jones with Oregon. And Oregon were a great band from the 1970s. I love that band. It was Ralph Towner, Paul McCandless, and several other people were in the band. I can't think of them offhand. But we're going to listen to a recording that Elvin made with Oregon. It's entitled Together. And we're going to hear a track called Levain.
Thank you.
Elvin Jones with Oregon with a track called Levain. And we're going to continue with, I think we might have time for two more tracks, a long one and a short one. So we're going to start off with Max Roach from a Mercury recording and his version of Love for Sale. We'll be right back. Max Roach with Love for Sale. I have time for just one more track, so we're going to go back to Art Blakey, and this time we're going to listen to a song called The Theme. That wraps it up for another edition of In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott, and I'll be back next week with some more great jazz. Until then, have a great week. Bye for now.